Do you suffer from compulsive us technologica overloaditis? Symptoms include continuous scrolling and yelling at your smart speaker like it's a real family member.
Coming through loud and clear.
Then ask your doctor about Disconnect It All, the first once-a-day tablet that helps you gently pry the smartphone out of your hand and also reminds you that grass is, in fact, still a thing. Disconnect It All. Try putting down your phone and going outside. Side effects may include fresh air, eye contact, and remembering simpler days, like when your phone only made phone calls.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Are you awake?
Who's up for guacamole?
Why?
Today is National Guacamole Day.
Ooh, guacamole!
I know you're afraid of guacamole.
Ah, guacamole!
Yeah, is it just regular guacamole?
It's just slimy.
And squishy.
This guacamole has got a kick.
Oh, guacamole!
That's fun to say.
Today is National Guacamole Day.
Wish my head was filled with guacamole. Guacamole!
Ah! Okay, here we go. Showtime.
Mole, 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 mole. Anyway, hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Wow, how does that even work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. But that's today's episode won't drop until noon. So if you're listening on Radio 434 or you're watching our Facebook Live or any of that, then you're good. But if you wanted to listen to today's podcast, you'll have to wait until noon. See, we have to record it sometime, so we do a live show. We do that between 8-ish and 11-ish, and then record all the show segments, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast, and then, you know, it drops. And you can get it on the Alexa device, or you can also search the Mike Show VA podcast, and you'll find it wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can go to RSS.com and search it, or you can just go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine because we do about 240 episodes per year, and we've been repacking the show now into a full-length podcast for about 4 years or so, going on 4 years. So that's a lot of episodes, a lot of catching up to do. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, we got guests aplenty, and let me pull up the latest emails here and find who's going to be joining us. Not this one, not that one. No, Arrested Development is not joining us today on the program. You scroll down to the bottom there. Okay, the Amherst Glebe Arts Response and the Todd Marcus Quintet. We're going to be talking with folks, Lynn, Gretchen, and Todd, along with Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. They will be our guests for that segment. And we also have a very, very special guest from the sports media world. And he's going to be joining us because Why? Well, because your Lynchburg Hillcats are in the championships. They won one at home, and they've got potentially two on the road. So, Dave Walls is going to be joining us. He's covering the Hillcats down in North Carolina, and we'll talk with him. That's coming up as well. Bill Bodine running a little bit behind today. Is he going to be here? Yes, of course, but he's just not here at the moment. He'll be here, though. Bill's running a little bit late. So, yeah, we've got guests aplenty in studio and virtually. And we'll get to that. So I opened the show with the parody commercial. And what was the parody commercial for? What was it? Disconnected All. Yeah. So there's a story here of modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. And I think we'll just open the show with this, rather than just tell you all the things that we're going to do and then go to commercial. Boomers and Gen Xers like me are talking about the modern stressors, not dressers, that didn't exist back in the day. And here are some of the highlights. Let's do it from the bottom up. This is the way I like to do it. People using the word literally all the time for no reason. Somebody said, "I find that stressful." Clearing your inbox of all your emails. I have to clear mine daily because seeing that I have 100 emails bothers me. Yeah, what about 10,000? I've got so many. Texting, returning a text and all the anxiety about it. I don't really find any anxiety with texting, but Botox and lip filler. These are modern day stressors. Well, I don't do any of that. So somebody posted having thin lips or a flat butt wasn't a crime back in the day. Number six on the list, shaving everything. Well, as you see, I don't.
Nice beaver.
Well, thank except, you. I just had it stuffed.
Okay. Let me help you with that.
All right. The carpet does not match the drapes. Let's put it that way. Or the drapes. Anyway. Deep fakes. Number five on the list. Whether the news you're hearing or reading is factual or not. Number three, two, and one on the list. People didn't have a camera in their pockets all the time. Public filming can be invasive, and not everyone wants to be constantly photographed, even when you're out with friends. Number two on the list, these are modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Where's the story again? There we go. All of social media. It's not just all the chaos that's being shoved in front of your face. It's also having to carefully curate the stuff that you share, not to mention worrying about likes and comments and dealing with cyberbullying, and that's an important thing. And then speaking of cyber criminals, there are lots and lots and lots of ways for bad actors to gain access to your personal information than there ever used to be. And man, oh man, it's just frightening. All right, so coming up, we've got this story. A study found that eye drops could be able to replace reading glasses. Really? Okay. Well, we're going to talk about this, plus our top list, top ways the world would be different without glasses. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
From the creators of the 1977 classic, The Hills Have Eyes, comes the long-awaited shocking and horrifying sequel. In 2006, a second group of travelers are stranded in a government atomic zone, inhabited by bloodthirsty mutants. But something has changed. The mutants are 30 years older.
Help! There's a mutant in front of the car!
Yeah, but he's attacking in the wrong direction!
Over here, dude!
The hills need glasses.
Oh, this is just annoying. How long's it gonna take him to eat us?
Forever if he can't find his dentures. Where's he going now?
It looks like he's going to adjust the thermostat.
The hills need glasses. Now showing in Hover Round.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. Hi there. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Mike. My favorite part is now showing in Hover Round. That was great.
Good Lord. All right, so we're gonna be talking about these eye drops.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were talking off-air about how damn expensive medication is.
Oh, we were.
Good Lord. Well, now there's this. Doctors have reportedly developed special eye drops for people with long sightedness.
Yeah, I heard this.
Did you? Mm-hmm. All right, where's my story? Again. There it is. Okay.
What's your story?
Yeah, what's my story?
Oh, yeah.
And that could replace the need for reading glasses or for surgery.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to constantly be lubing up your eyeballs.
What if I wanted to?
Well, I mean, if you really wanted to. Or even dropping the solution right before reading, it could be as simple as using them twice a day. I wonder what they would cost. The idea is that this could be more convenient than carrying around reading glasses, and it would be a lot less invasive than surgery, of course. If you care, here's the science.
Science!
Let's blind them.
The drops contain... how do you pronounce this?
Pilocarpine.
Pilocarpine. Okay.
You do and you'll clean it up.
Yeah, I know. And it's a drug that constricts the pupils and contracts the muscle that controls the shape of the eye's lens to enable focus on objects at different distances.
Yeah.
And it also has this stuff in it.
Diclofenac.
Hey, you're a diclofenac.
Yeah, your mom's a diclofenac.
It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that reduces inflammation.
So we can still run in the Kentucky Derby because it's non-steroidal. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really it's good.
Diclofenac.
Yeah.
You're a diclofenac.
Your mom's a diclofenac. Anyway, it's unclear when they might become widely available. This isn't the first time, by the way, that scientists have used eye drops to address eyesight. In 2023, researchers at Ohio State worked on special eye drops that could prevent or delay nearsightedness, so kids might not have to get corrective lenses so early.
Yeah.
And in 2021, Vuity eye drops hit the market. Those drops claim they could replace eye
your
glasses.
Eyes. They could replace your eyes.
Completely.
Just, yeah, new eyes.
For people who have trouble seeing up close, the medicine takes about 15 minutes to work, but the effects of sharper vision supposedly can last for up to 10 hours.
So I got glasses in the fourth grade.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about babies that get glasses? I mean, they get these little goggle glasses.
Yeah, I don't. That's a shame, really. Yeah. That's
well, I mean, but this could help them or not. Yeah. Well, anyway, with that brings us to our top list: eye drops that replace glasses. Won't just change our vision, it'll change life as we know it. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today.
Nice.
Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Mm. All right, here we go. Number one, virgins won't have anything to fog up when they think of Sydney Sweeney. Mm. Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Clark Kent will have to hide his identity by wearing a paper bag.
Super good disguise, I always thought that was, too.
Warby Parker.
Yeah, Warby Parker will become a Spirit Halloween store.
Nice.
Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Tina Fey will lose her naughty librarian vibe.
Mm. Bullies. That's a shame.
Bullies will have to find something else to break on a nerd. We suggest their inhaler. Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Librarians won't have anything to peer over when they shush you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shush you.
Shush.
Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Your optometrist can use his eye chart to teach Rob Gronkowski how to read. Top ways the world would be different without glasses. Know the part of the romantic comedy when the homely girl removes her glasses and reveals she's really pretty?
Yeah, yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
No, in the movie she's just going to have to stay ugly. It's the Mike Show.
Warby Parker.
So my buddy used to, when they had the old cardboard charts with the E's and stuff on them, he would, when the tech would leave him in the room, he'd go up and look at the finest print at the bottom, and then they'd say, "Well, read the small sign you can read," and he would always go, "Copyright 1988, printed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania," and they just look at him like, "Wow."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he'd stumble out of the room, feeling his way along the walls to leave. Yeah, I had, and I think I actually wore them on the show once. Were you here when I had my big Danny DeVito glasses?
No.
Okay, so Tab.
They slice it right in front of you.
I said Tab. She got these big Danny DeVito reading glasses. Okay.
Wow.
And
because she thought they were hip?
Well, yeah. I mean, she bought a whole bunch of different. She now needs reading glasses.
Wow. Yeah. She's only like 31.
Yeah, something like that. And I have been wearing reading glasses probably for the past 10 years.
Yeah, of course.
But she...
Because you're 81.
But then, so she got a whole bunch of them. She ordered like a ton of, because that's what she does.
Yeah, you
she
just goes, leave them in strategic places so you don't have to carry them around.
Yeah, and then she goes on the Amazon and she finds, I like this one. Okay, quantity 98.
Yeah.
And then has them delivered. Well, these ones were just huge. They were Danny DeVito-esque glasses. And so I put them on, and they were absolutely, positively perfect. Like, literally.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize that I probably actually need regular glasses at this point. Because I put them on while I was sitting down in front of the TV, and I... Then, like, the TV was perfect.
And you went, we have a TV?
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm like, oh, dang it. I probably now need glasses.
Yeah, stop being so vain,
not just
man.
Reading glasses.
Stop being so vain.
It's not vain.
Maybe you just
need
eye drops.
Yeah, there you go. I could get those, too.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you as well. We've got not headline news coming up. This portion of your broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Sit With a Stranger Day. Come on, do you want to be human trafficked? The Who announced their final concert will be October 1st. That'll free them up to work their side hustle as Halloween skeletons. It's been 30 years since Drew Barrymore flashed David Letterman. Now, if she wanted to do it again, she wouldn't have to lift her shirt so high. And a new study shows being too thin can be deadlier than being overweight. Although results may be flawed, all the thin people in the study were heavy meth users. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and so happy you could join us on this. What is today? Tuesday edition.
Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5 up Commerce Street and then panning down towards the river. So happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition. Mr. Bill Bodine continuing to hang.
Still sitting here wasting space.
And well, at least I have your camera on now.
Well, that's a break for no one.
I feel really, really bad. Because,
you shouldn't feel bad.
No, I've got, because in the segment with Cher Greater Lynchburg, I forgot to turn your camera
but people
on.
People needed to see them, not me.
No, but in all the excitement of getting everybody, you know, from backstage.
Well, we had a big crowd, too. We had, you know, we had four people.
We did, absolutely.
Plus you and me.
Yeah. So I was looking at, we already did this. We did the modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for another quick story. Here, let's go with this one. So there's a woman in California, who's fighting their DMV because they're trying to take back a personalized license plate that she got 3 years ago.
Okay.
Now,
because they finally figured out it was obscene.
Well, no. Her first name is Isis.
Ooh.
Okay. Isis Horton. And her license plate says, I am Isis. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I am Isis. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't drive around with that anyway, because regular people misunderstand it.
Well, yeah, and now she applied for the plate in 2022. DMV approved it, but now they've come back 3 years later to say that she can't have it anymore. She says her parents named her after Isis, the Egyptian goddess of motherhood.
Right.
Not the Islamic State of Iraq
not.
And Syria.
Of course not.
Here she is talking about the situation.
I'm proud of my name. I'm proud that it's on my car, and I feel like driving around, it looks cool. Dear Isis Wharton, the Department of Motor Vehicles has reviewed its records, and it was determined that personalized license plates, I am Isis, assigned to your Kia, contain a configuration of letters that are non-compliant with the requirements of Title 13. I just did my registration a couple months ago, and they didn't say anything then either. My first reaction, I was super surprised. I was confused since I've had it for so long.
Yeah. Well, she has until September 25th to request a hearing and says she's planning to.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, and now
she needs to stop whining and just change her license plate. And you know what? She drives a Kia.
No, I get it. It's probably not a good thing to be driving around, and people would misinterpret that particular.
No, she's liable to have someone throw something at her. I mean, it's not safe.
It could be something of that nature as well. So,
and you know what?
Yeah,
who cares what your name is, lady? I am. It's like people that put, you know, Bill's toy on their license plate or my Buick.
Didn't you just do that?
No. My Buick. I mean, everyone knows what kind of car it is. Why would you put my Buick or my toy or something dumb like that on there? It's just dumb.
Bill Bodine, everybody.
Thank you. I'm on a rant. Yeah, I'm stopping now.
No. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have, well, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way.
Sweet.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Me, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. A vowel with two dots is known as a
diaresis.
I had that, and then I took a pill for it. And it's diaresis.
Diaresis.
Diaresis. Okay, that's all right. In European languages, the two dots indicated that two adjacent vowels are separate syllables. It is most common in naive, where the I should be sounded separate from the A. Naive. Number two. There's one volcano in the world that doesn't have red or orange lava. It is the lava from the... How the heck do you pronounce that? It's in Indonesia. Let me see if I can get a pronunciation. Sorry, guys. Pronounce. Kawe-e-gen. Kawe-e-gen. Let's see if I got it right. Kawe-e-gen.
Kawe-e-gen.
I was close. Kawe-e-gen. All right. That's the volcano. It's in Indonesia. The lava is bright blue. That would be very confusing, wouldn't it? Especially if you're around water. Number three. There are at least 25 student athletes in America whose parents named them ESPN. The highest profile one might be a Bowling Green University linebacker named Gideon Espen Lampron. His family pronounces it Espen. Number four. What two actors from Better Call Saul appear in both Spinal Tap movies? Michael McKean and Ed Begley Jr. Ed is in a flashback in the new movie, just like he was in a flashback the first time. Today, by the way, is Ed Begley Jr.'s 76th birthday. Happy birthday, Ed. And then number five. There are two songs in history that spent 10 weeks at number two on the Billboard chart without ever making it to number one. Foreigners, Waiting for a Girl Like You in 1981 and 1982, as well as Work It by Missy Elliott in 2002 and 2003. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Facts. Kawaijin.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show.
Diuresis.
I hope I don't come down with that. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Can't wait for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And she's modeling today out in the Art Alley.
On location in Art Alley, downtown Lynchburg. So grateful to be with you today and for the Share segment this week. Really excited to have Gretchen and Todd representing Amherst Glebe Arts Response and an exciting program they have coming up at the University of Lynchburg. You'll hear more about that and just the mission of what Amherst Glebe Arts Response is all about.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Megan, thanks for working through a few technical difficulties. You could have come up here and maybe been out in the green room. We've got good internet. And it's pretty booming, but that's not why you're here. It's not to hear about our technical prowess. So Gretchen, Todd, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. We'll start with Gretchen, and we want to learn about Amherst Glebe Arts Response and also the Lynchburg Arts Consortium. Tell us about your organization, I guess, in generalities and what its purpose is, what your mission is, and then we can kind of go from there.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
The Amherst Glebe Arts Response Inc., or AGAR, which you can find them on Facebook and Instagram under that name, is a nonprofit arts response organization that was started by Lynn Cable of Amherst County, Virginia, to bring more quality performances in music and theater to the region, not just Amherst County, but to our whole region. So the Lynchburg Arts Consortium is part of the University of Lynchburg, which is what I'm coordinating. The Lynchburg Arts Consortium is partnering with AGAR to bring more quality performances and arts opportunities for the campus community of the University of Lynchburg, as well as the Lynchburg community. So the Lynchburg Arts Consortium is under the umbrella of the University Experience and Student Success Program. And so our main goal is to engage students on campus with the arts. So if a student is, you know, a science major or a computer systems, data systems major, but they also like to sing, or they like to do pottery, or they like to go to concerts, we can integrate them in a sort of a co-curricular environment to offer them those opportunities. That's what the Lynchburg Arts Consortium does. And so we're combining our efforts with AGAR to bring you an excellent concert this Sunday with Todd Marcus Quintet, which is going to be fabulous, at Sidnor Performance Hall at 7:00 this Sunday. Well,
very, very cool. We're really looking forward to hearing more about this. And Todd, I will throw it over to you and welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. Tell us about yourself and tell us about your music and when that all kind of started for you. Was it as a young child? Tell us about your music.
Well, I send you greetings from Baltimore and look forward to being down with you all soon. And I'm a rare jazz bass clarinetist and composer. And I had the chance to start music when I was a kid. My mom made sure that my brother and I had music lessons and then picked up a clarinet in the fourth grade. And so, you know, one of the things that makes my work unique is that there's not a lot of clarinet players in modern jazz. The instrument had a big role in the early New Orleans style of jazz and then big bands. And then it kind of just really lost its place as the music evolved. And so something that's been important for me as a bass clarinetist, and I have a wonderful colleague named Virginia McDonald, who's a wonderful clarinetist from Toronto, is that we are presenting this ensemble, this quintet, with my music and really showing the beauty and the power of modern jazz, but with our unique instrument and bass clarinet. And so that's kind of the what I've been doing. And then as a composer, I feature a lot of music that incorporates a lot of Middle Eastern influences. My father immigrated from Egypt, and so that's a big part of my work as well.
Really, really interesting, and I have to shift gears into performing arts mode for a second, Todd. And I want to ask you probably two very important questions. I mean, one is, who are some of your greatest influences? And then I think I have maybe the most important question you could ever ask a musician.
Well, the greatest influences would include some of the greats like John Coltrane, and hearing his music was very transformational and inspirational. A wonderful clarinetist named Don Byron, who's still with us, that was someone that showed me when I didn't see a lot of pathways for the clarinet and jazz. So those are a couple that I'll throw at you right now. A great pianist named Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner, some other wonderful influences that have inspired me over the years.
Big names, big names. I'm not sure, Todd, that I was very aware that there was a bass clarinet, and I don't know that I've heard it before, but I've probably heard it in orchestras, I guess.
You're right, and it's a rare instrument. A lot of times people see it and they say, what is that funny looking saxophone you're playing? It's got the curve in the neck like the tenor saxophone.
Yeah.
But then people hear it and they say, oh, it's got that really unique, warm sound. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's unique.
Very, very interesting. And I guess the next question for you, Todd, is going to be, if you could play with any artist, living or dead, who would that be?
Wow, that's an intense question. You know, I would say I'm going to go with somebody living that was one of my inspirations. His name is Gary Bartz. He's a fellow Baltimorean. He's been many years based in New York. His work early on began with Miles Davis and all the other greats. But he's someone that he's in his 80s now, was recently selected as one of the NEA Jazz Master recipients. And his playing has been a big influence on me. And so I would love to for us to do some more playing together, because that in this music, that lineage of working with the elders that have come before you is so significant. And it's been a little while since we've worked together. So I think for him and I to reconnect and maybe even do some recording together, that'd be special to do.
Hey, Todd, what should people expect to hear when they come on Sunday?
They're going to get a concert that's jazz with original compositions, solos that take you on an adventure as a listener. It's kind of like musical storytelling. We're going to have these compositions that are a lot of original work. Like I said, influences of my Egyptian heritage and wonderful musicians from all over, from New York, from Philadelphia, from Toronto, from Baltimore. We have a great time.
Sounds great.
This does. This sounds wonderful. Again, when and where do we get tickets?
We're playing on this Sunday at University of Lynchburg in Sidnor Auditorium, and you can get tickets at toddmarcusjazz.com. I think that's a great entry point because you can get a little taste from my work. You can get a link to this show, all the details about Agar and Lynchburg Arts Consortium, and see how it's this coalition of us, you know, as these different, as me as an artist, as a presenter, as the supporter, that the university that are making this come together.
This is really, really good. And we'll link that up on this broadcast as well at the Mike Show VA on our Facebook page. And if you're listening, you can reference that as well. And we'll have all the links. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to yet world-class music again here in Lynchburg. Megan.
Yeah. And we're delighted that it's on our radar because the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation annual grant helped that went to Amherst Glebe Arts Response helped fund this project. And so we're grateful that Amherst Glebe Arts Response has recognized us in the marketing and helped to publish out that the GLCF makes it possible. We make it possible through donations that are given by endowed grants that are set up by wonderful citizens in the community to support music like this. And the opportunity for our small community to have such access to world-class music is only possible with our incredible contributors who have invested over our 53-year history and make opportunities like this possible. So we encourage the community to come out and support this and support the Lynchburg Arts Consortium and how all these different groups are coming together to bring this kind of access to education and music and to our community.
Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Absolutely. And how are things going with Cher and with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up yesterday the applications for our fall grant cycle. So we were really pleased to have a great number of nonprofits apply. If you'll remember, we had 251 different nonprofits receive grants in the neighborhood of $2.64 million last year. And we're excited that we get to do another fall cycle and our distribution committee will be meeting to decide, you know, where those are allocated. And it's a great process. We also have a few other grant opportunities coming up in October, the Youth Philanthropy Council grant, as well as a few specific to certain counties. You can find all of those on our website at lynchburgfoundation.org. Youth Philanthropy Council kicks off next week with 27 local high school students from across the region coming together to walk through the philanthropic process and learn about how a $10,000 and $5,000 grant are awarded to our community. It helps bring youth into the pipeline of philanthropy and begins to teach that process as we look at what nonprofits are doing and how they're serving our community in such deep and intentional ways. We also have Share Greater Lynchburg. We've done a series of events, and we have a Lunch and Learn coming up on October 1st, with CASA of Central Virginia. And that will be just a deep dive into what CASA is doing and the wonderful work that they're doing at their office. And we provide lunch supported by Freedom First Credit Union. We also are gearing up for our 5-year birthday as a Share Greater Lynchburg platform. And so we'll be hearing more about a birthday party that we're gonna have to celebrate with all of our nonprofit partners. We have 191 and we're shooting to have 200 nonprofits on by October 12th, which is our 5-year birthday. So I've been working hard on onboarding and making sure that nonprofits that are new to the area or just new to our radar sign up and get their page set up so that we can reach 200 by October 12th.
There, I updated it in real time. I updated the crawl.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
You didn't do it in fake time.
I see that. 191.
In real time, I updated it. So there, my technical prowess.
You're amazing.
I am. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It is absolutely positively free. 191 nonprofit organizations are represented on the platform. You can learn about volunteer opportunities. You can attend events. You can even shop for any of these nonprofit organizations or every one of them, if you really want to drop some coin and have the items delivered directly to those nonprofit organizations, right from sharegreaterlynchburg.org. So, again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the great
thanks
work
for having us.
And looking forward to hearing more of your music, Todd, and seeing you guys in town.
Thank you.
Can I also add to you real quick about the tickets? If you are a local college student from another university coming to our campus for this concert, if you bring your student ID, we will allow you in for free. We want to open that up to other students in the area. You do need to bring your high school or college ID. It's part of what the Lynchburg Arts Consortium wants to do as far as outreach to the community for students interested in music and the arts.
And if you bring your transcript and a checkbook, we'll admit you as a student.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, Gretchen.
We'd love to have you.
That is tremendous. Thanks, guys. The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of sounds, we have them. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. And we've got Dave Walls joining us. You are on the road with the Lynchburg Hillcats, who, by the way, I understand they won something.
They did. They had a great they've had a really wild run. A lot of extra innings, late inning kind of comebacks here in the postseason, and now they're one win away from their first outright Carolina League title since 2012. So very exciting tonight here down in Columbia. So they've won a lot. They haven't really won. They'll tell you they haven't won anything yet. So, but they've got two chances to win one game and take home the title. So hopefully they can get it done in one night tonight.
All right. So they've got one game tonight. If they win tonight, that's it. They're the champions.
That's it. Yep. They won. They were named technically they were named co-champions in 2017, but they were about to hold the championship series and there was a hurricane moving through. So the league said, that's it. You know, we're not going to try to reschedule. Of course, the hurricane actually missed Lynchburg. So fans were deprived of a series. But Lynchburg that year was far and away the better team. Just they had to settle for the title of co-champions. 2012, if you want to be technical, is the last time they won the whole thing. So this would be a long way for this team because Cleveland as a whole isn't really a home run hitting team. They like to play a lot of small ball, a lot of singles and doubles. And so they have to grind out a lot of wins. And, you know, if you go to a minor league baseball game, you know, sometimes you're following a player and all of a sudden he's gone. He's been promoted. Well, this team kind of went through a revolution about a month, 4 to 6 weeks ago, let's say. And, you know, brought in a lot of young guys, promoted some guys, trimmed the fat off the roster a little bit. And in the last 2 to 3 weeks, they have come into their own and just really surged ahead and really taken control of their destiny here. So this is a great, exciting group of young players. Really has a chance to do something special tonight.
And from what I understand, with minor league ball, and I've been following it for a while, a number of different markets, a number of different teams. Mm-hmm. The team you start with is probably never going to be the team you end with. With all the shuffling and the transfers of staff, that it's their job at this level. It's their job to move up.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, if you Lynchburg won the first half title, the Carolina League does it, or you play half the season. Whoever's in first wins the first half and guarantees themselves a spot in the postseason, and then you play the second half because quite frankly, the team that you get the first half of the season is usually not going to be the team you get in the second half of the season. There's just a lot of turnover. Some of the players you remember from the early half of the year, like Tommy Hawk, you remember one game last season, he stole three consecutive bases in the same inning. He stole second, then stole third, then stole home. And, I mean, real spark fire. You're going to see him in the pros, in the major leagues in a year or two here. He's that good. But, So the beginning of the second half, you know, Lynchburg turns over their roster a lot. And to be honest, they were struggling, especially, you know, getting hits and having consistent offense. But the Cleveland system really did a hard examination of where this Cats team was. And they cut, you know, straight up cut and released some players, not just sent them down, said, hey, you know what? It's time to go. They promoted a lot of the young talent who was right there. And also maybe some talent from the next level that was struggling a little bit, brought them back here to find their groove. And since they did that about the beginning of August, it was enough time for this team to really kind of find their groove, find that chemistry, and really get in the swing of things. And now they're putting up runs. They've got some tremendous pitching talent on the staff, which I think is their best strong suit right now. And also, honestly, Mike, the other thing is they're able to win the games late. Now, I just talked to you about they've had some comeback wins. You know, they've their clincher against Fredericksburg was a walk-off in the ninth. The one they had in game one of this series against Columbia, a walk-off hit in the 10th. You know, they've been able to, when the pressure is on, they don't show their age. They step up to the plate and they're able to get things done. And that's what you like to see when you're in those kind of must-win environments.
Well, and I understand with game one, they had the lead, and then it was tied up for the longest time. And then, you know, just this come from behind, they have the gravitas to pull it out and not fold.
Yeah, they went to the ninth inning with the lead. Columbia went and tied it back up again. And then, you know, you step up and it's an RBI double to win it in the 10th. And again, you know, like we've, you know, not to be repetitive, but seriously, you can't overstate how important it is to have that calm demeanor, you know, and not only late innings, extra innings, but now in the postseason, you add it all together. I mean, we can sit here and say, oh, it's single A baseball, it's the minor leagues, these guys are going pros. Well, let's be real here. There's some tremendous talent on this team, but there's players here. This may be the only professional title they win. That's not trying to be cruel. That's just the nature of the system. You know, some guys just get stuck in the minor leagues because there is so much good talent out there. So this means something to the players. This means something to the fans of this team. You know, we still talk about those 2012 teams, 2017 with Tristan McKenzie, who's been an ace on the Cleveland Guardians for years now, came in and dominated all through that year, along with Merriweather. You know, we remember these players who come through and the impact they make in Lynchburg. And this is a young team with a very solid core of really high prospects that can make that impact tonight. You know, they've got Joey Oki going on the mound tonight, who is a very high prospect for Cleveland right now. He's one of their top prospects in their entire farm system. He was a third round draft pick, so you would expect big things out of him in the future. But so far he has delivered with Lynchburg, who's already a player of the week 2 weeks ago, and he's going to get the start tonight. In fact, two weeks ago, one of the last regular season matchups against Fredericksburg, he struck out 11 in one game. And so they've got a real fireballer going on the mound tonight for Lynchburg. And, you know, how special would it be for this young man who's certainly got big things in his future to early in his career already lock up a league title, which I think is exciting.
Very exciting. Now, what do we know about Columbia, and what do the Hillcats have to worry about or work towards on this particular game?
So the thing with Columbia is they kind of benefited from that same system we were talking about, where, you know, if you don't win the first half of the season, you can win the second half. Well, let's be honest, Columbia was not very good in the first half of the season. That said, they've reshuffled their lineup. They've got some great power and situational hitting. They've proven a lot throughout the year that they can get those hits as well. They've got some good draft picks on their side as well. And their pitching has been a little inconsistent. They've been giving up, especially over the last month. Their ERA in the early innings has been a little bit higher. So it's certainly a case where Lynchburg wants to work from ahead. They've been able to do that so far in game one and in their recent games as well. Jump out to that early read, get a 2-3 run lead, here, then try to hold on to it from there. That's really where they have to attack. They have to attack the starting pitching early, get to that bullpen. If you can get to the bullpen by the fifth inning, then you stand a little bit of a better chance. But, you know, the Fireflies do have some offensive talent and a lot of speed, too. They do steal a lot of bases. So certainly, in fact, in game one, one of the big plays, I think, was in the top of the 10th inning, you know, in minor league baseball, similar to the pros now. When you get the extra innings, you kind of get what they call a ghost runner, where you put someone on base to start in the innings. Well, Lynchburg was able to pick off a runner on second base, and that kind of killed any threat of Columbia, I should say, scoring there in the top of the 10th. So certainly that's big, because the Columbia does have the speed to be able to tear up the base pass, kind of turn a single into a double, stretch it on from there. So hit that starting pitching early, I would say, is the real key tonight in order to hopefully end this series in two games.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. You can follow the game at the Lynchburg Hillcats website, and we'll put a link up on Radio 434. It's Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Check it out. We are looking forward to clinching this in two.
That would be nice. That would be nice. This team has not celebrated a title. Yeah. You know, like I mentioned, that in 2017, the Hillcats were the best team in the league. You know, there's no question about it. Down East was the other team in the league at the time who made the finals, and they scraped their way in. You know, it was not an impressive opponent. And so Lynchburg was ready to sweep it, and it was only because of a hurricane that they didn't get a chance to really, you know, stamp their claim on it. So, yeah, they won it, but they had the flag says co-champions. Well, Lynchburg's not coming for the tie tonight. This team, frankly, has the talent to be able to do it. So you don't want to push it to a game three, because you're on the road, you're on their stadium. And granted, from what I have seen and what I have talked to, this will be my first time at this Columbia Stadium. But from what I understand, they get good fan support, but I would say it's not as loud or raucous. You know, Lynchburg doesn't always sell out, but I will say, you know, the fans in Lynchburg are there. And I know there's a contingent from Lynchburg who's going to be here tonight as well. Nice. So you're definitely going to hear it when Lynchburg gets a hit or a home run on the stream tonight. So you definitely want to close the door on the road early and don't give that home team a winner-take-all game tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it again. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. Dave is on the road. You'll be with the team tonight and hopefully not tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully not tomorrow. Yes. We'll take it a day at a time. We don't even mention tomorrow just yet.
Absolutely. All right. Dave Walls, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year, or $62,150 for a family of three, can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, skip that. Go up here. That's where we're going to start. So, when you're hungry, you don't need controversy. You just need food.
Are you as sick and tired of Cracker Barrel shenanigans as we are? Then come on down to Deliverance Diner, located in any town with the word notch in its name. Deliverance Diner offers country cooking that'll make you squeal like a pig. Whether you're hungry for grits, taters, or just want to grill up the possum you hit with your truck, we guarantee service with a smile. Why? Because thanks to Backwoods Inbreeding, our employees lack the cognitive ability to do anything more than greet you with a twinkle in their one good eye. Deliverance Diner is the perfect place to celebrate special events, birthdays, anniversary, parole, GEDs, baby's first tooth, adult's last tooth, your sister's wedding, your wedding with your sister. Deliverance Diner. No barrel, lots of crackers.
Yeah. All right, let's go to viral videos. All right. A Florida woman who was taking her dog for a walk ended up getting attacked by an alligator. The gator chomped down on the dog's collar, and Danny Wright ended up punching the gator to save the dog. Here she is talking about it.
I heard a squeal, and I got pulled. The alligator had him by his air tag and drags him, and I just punched and punched and punched, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go, like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm. Be careful with your dogs, you know, these alligators are no joke. I mean, 15 feet he came out to get him.
Good Lord. All right, skip that. Go to that now. Keep scrolling. Are we literally going to a comedian? Well, let's do sports. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks battled from behind to beat the Texans in Houston last night, trailing by 5. Here's the play that won the game in the final seconds.
Touchdown wins it. Second and goal, ball just outside the 2. Hot in motion, they are going to run it. And a touchdown, Tampa Bay! Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Dana Gould with his take on reality shows.
When did the History Channel become the network of shows for what people in the Klan do during the day? It's reality shows. My wife, she will only watch reality shows. And the dumber the show, the more she wants to watch it. I cannot be in the room when they're on. Because you will never experience less reality than when you're watching a reality show. You're watching people who aren't actors put into situations created by people who aren't writers. And they're second guessing how they think you would like to see them behave if this were a real situation, which it's not. And you are passively observing this. You're watching an amateur production of nothing. It's like a photo of a drawing of a hologram. It's the Beatles of wasting your time.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But go ahead, firmly and maybe vigorously, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Ma'am, this is not a Wendy's. A man in Florida is waiting in the drive-thru line at a Popeyes when a drunk woman walked up to the window and stepped between his car and the window. She apparently arrived in an Uber, but the driver wouldn't wait in line. She was hammered and was demanding a Baconator, which is a Wendy's sandwich, not something that they sell at Popeyes. So here... here is a recording of the incident.
I just want the order that I came here with a whole mess of bacon.
What, who you came, how you got here? You walked from where?
I walked here. You want to give me a fist bump for waiting 15 minutes?
Where you from? You not from around here.
I'm from California.
They better give you your food.
Amen!
Yeah, that's right. They gotta give you your food.
I just want my Baconator meal. That's all I care about.
What are you doing?
Baconator meal.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. The police showed up, escorted her away. It's unclear what she might have been cited or charged with, if anything. Maybe drunken public or disorderly conduct. I don't know. But anyway, it's not a Wendy's. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Hundreds of people named Ryan got together in New York this weekend for an event called Ryetoberfest. They didn't break the record for the most people with the same name gathered in one spot, but they did raise a bunch for charity. The Ryan Callahan Foundation supports families of pediatric cancer patients. Here is one of the Ryans talking about the event.
It's crazy seeing this many Ryans in one place. It's so unreal, just like to everyone's the same name as you.
And there you go. That is the good news. And I guess, you know, if you said, "Hey, Ryan," you'd have a lot of confusion. But anyway, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.